think it's like we were, what we were saying. It's about bringing presence. That's the essence of it, really, is bringing presence into touch. And
being willing to have it be erotic.
An interest. An interest in moving into erotic energy.
But at the same time, not being fixated on a sexual experience. Yeah, because
right,
I think...
Right, right, right. It's not a sexual meditation. It's more the full-bodied, erotic awakening experience without any expectation of how it's supposed to look or feel or end up.
But what seems to me to be different from it's not like we have to say it is or it isn't tantric, but the kind of tantric experience that I've been used to, and I think that most people who have them are used to, is one in which it's very much about blending energies with another person. And this feels like it's not blending energies. It's like we've both entered into this other state. And it's...
When I have gone into a full release in a tantric session, there comes a point where there needs to be a sense of a blended energy and connection, but there's a point where it's just like the identity or the ego shell cracks, and there's not... I guess there still is blended energy, but it's kind of like irrelevant because there's like another order of magnitude expansion beyond what was happening before that. And I wouldn't call it blended energy. I would just call it source. Kind of it's prior to separation. And there needs to be a sense of container and a safety that I can totally let go into, and then that shell cracks open.
Yeah.
It's indescribable. There's just this oneness with everything. And there's not even me there.
Yeah. So this, I think that the end point is maybe not any different, but the process is different.
Yes.
It's much more conscious. It's like the process, it seems, that sounds funny to say this maybe, but the process seems more automatic. It's such an interesting practice because you are a very instrumental part of it. And yet, it's not like tantric experiences I've had with a partner where there's more of an energy exchange that leads into some maybe similar state, but this is more like a solo practice with another person.
Yeah, supporting.
Yeah.
Supporting, kind of holding the ground and the container for it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be very different if I was doing that by myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's very different from a regular tantric practice where you're blending energies. And yet, you know, the way in which you are holding the space and the sense of love and connection in that,
yeah,
really allows something that is different from what it would be if I was in a room by myself.
Yeah, that's interesting. The difference between a regular like tantra session and this erotic meditation, there's like in a regular tantra session, there is this kind of agenda or kind of like we're going to kind of merge and we're going to play with this dance of energies here, and yet and that happens in the erotic meditation, but it's so much subtler. There, because I definitely was connected with you the whole time that we were doing the session, but it was your experience, your energy. It's more what was arising in you, and I was connected to that, but it was more like. In a tantra session, I would be like maybe more pushing, or that's pushing is not the right word, but there'd be, I don't know, there'd be more active exchange, more, and this is there is an exchange, and it was active, but it's so much more subtle. I guess it activates the subtle body more, and I think that's where the benefit of the practice is in terms of a spiritual experience, is because it activates that subtle body and that subtle awareness there that then can keep going deeper or more subtle and eventually dissolve completely into a full release or a non-dual state.
Well, I'm definitely feeling altered. Yeah, and I think I'm only starting to realize how altered I'm feeling, because it's just been minutes, really, since we ended the session.
Yeah.
There's some things I became starting to become aware of after receiving a number of times. There's some things I'm starting to tune into that seem distinguishable features of the journey, I'll say. So one of them is this very subtle and slow and sensitive contact that really. That's the part to me that always feels like an initiation, that always feels like the first time. And I don't know if you can speak to that from your side, but that's how it's felt, is like...
Yeah, well, I do, I feel that too. It's like the first time even though we've done several sessions together, it's kind of like this today and each time is like... the first time touching and to not even know what that touches, even though I may have touched your leg before, it's like I don't know what that's going to be like, and this kind of curiosity and just it is like the first time, because there's no past. And I don't know where it's going. So there's no future, so there's just this sensation now. and it's usually pretty interesting and juicy, and it just flows. For me, that's how it happens. It's just there is usually a thread to the unfolding. I guess that's a good word, a thread or something that somehow they're all like linked together. But it's not knowing. It's like not like somehow the past got deleted. And so it's like I have to just really what is this? Well, it's a leg. It's a foot. It's a yoni. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a really hard place for people to be willing to not know anything.
It's vulnerable. Yeah. You know, I think from a man's perspective, it's like, you know, I have to let go. Am I doing this right? You know, that's
same for me when I'm giving. It's like from the masculine. It's hard to not know.
And the thing is, I mean, the only thing way of not doing it right would be kind of like to force something or to try and overlay something, but just to be as empty as possible. You can't do it wrong. It's just, if you're full of things and you have all these techniques, well, I'm going to do this brush stroke 3 times. But, you know, so if that comes up, I just let it go. And what does this body want to do? And then I have to, that can't be from the mind. It's like the body tells me. It's like, oh, I'm gonna touch the shoulder now or something. It's tricky. You know, I was watching it this time here, because sometimes when there would be like a stroke on the arm or something like that, when I was here, I kind of knew I was going to go down here, but. That was a tricky thing to do, is like even though there was a likelihood of continuing the stroke down, it's like, but I had to just stay here and then trust that there would be the whole follow through, kind of like, and on, and that's a little tricky, that part there. Because there is a natural kind of like a rhythm to the movement, but to not let that influence the presence in the particular moment, in that particular touch.
Yeah, I think that's the key, really, isn't it, is the presence.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's the piece that is so precious, and that most of our practice and presence is like seated on a meditation cushion. It's not interacting with another person.
That's what I find so powerful about the erotic meditation. It's a different way to move into presence, and it seems to be more applicable to our lives, because we move through our lives, and when giving the session, I'm moving, not all the time. A lot of times there's stillness, but I'm moving through the session, but it requires presence in the movement, and that seems to translate into life easier than the presence that is acquired in sitting on the cushion and observing thoughts.
Well, it's one step closer to regular life. It's more interpersonal.
Yeah.
It's not like your attention is only going inside. It's going in and out at the same time.
And having different ways to move into presence. The meditation is very powerful, and I think it's very necessary. But having multiple ways to do that, it gives you so much more flexibility in life. And I've also noticed the effect in meditation too. It's something about the that presence muscle or capacity or whatever it is. It seems to even be stronger in terms of holding the observer as thoughts move in and out of the mind too. And that's a side benefit of it.